With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Before leaving office, the Biden administration funneled more than $3 million to the Palestinian Authority security forces for firearms and ammunition training. This after its members carried out attacks against Israelis. More details from Bernie Bennett.
The January 3rd funding notice outlined more than $20 million in funding for regional security projects, including those in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Lebanon, and Jordan. Just over $3 million of these funds were earmarked for the PASF, which the United States is training to handle security operations in the war-torn Gaza Strip. As it does so, the PASF is reportedly seeking more than $680 million from the American government over the next 4 years. That spending, both past and potentially future, is drawing concerns in both Israel and Washington, D.C., given PASF's deep and long-standing ties to terrorism carried out against Israelis. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration continues to make strides in tracking government spending and using tariffs to halt the flow of fentanyl from China into the U.S. E.J. Anthony, economist and research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, spoke with Salem Radio Network about the progress of both efforts. He said Elon Musk is making a dent into the kind of government waste that's been happening in Washington for decades. And the work of DOGE is just beginning.
Essentially, what we're looking at is widespread unaccountability for literally decades. And we're going to have to start. It's going to be ugly, but we're going to have to start really digging through everything in the government to find all of that waste, fraud, abuse. And that includes with personnel.
All 67 victims in last week's deadly midair collision near Washington, D.C. have been recovered. Officials confirmed the news on Tuesday. This is SRN News. The Trump administration goes after anti-Semitism on campus. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Department of Education says it will probe harassment of Jews at Northwestern, UC Berkeley, Columbia, Portland State, and the University of Minnesota. Ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023, anti-Semitism has been surging on America's college campuses, and Jewish leaders say administrators have failed to do enough about it. President Trump is also forming a special task force on anti-Semitism in higher education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is telling hospitals they would be violating state law if they stop offering sex change procedures to kids. This in response to an executive order from the president. James told healthcare facilities in a letter that refusing to provide the treatments would violate New York's anti-discrimination laws. This is SRN News. University of California hit with a lawsuit.
The school accused of racial discrimination in undergraduate admissions by favoring Black and Latino students over Asian American and white applicants. A group called Students Against Racial Discrimination filed suit in federal court, alleging the university system admits students with inferior academic credentials at the expense of better qualified ones. It also claims the admissions practices violate a 1996 state law that forbids considering race and other factors in public education. UC says it has adjusted its admissions policies and will defend them in court if necessary. John Scott reporting.
U.S. Military Academy at West Point is ordering a dozen cadet clubs to immediately cease all activities. The groups that center on gender, race, and ethnicity were told to immediately disband in a memo on Tuesday. More details at SRNNews.com.